Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from 1 Corinthians 3. This is Paul's letter to Corinth. We began this chapter last week when we spoke about how the church there in Corinth seemed divided and focused on everybody sort of following their own leader, people following their own preference, people following their own party. And Paul encouraged them, you know what, let's just all get in line. And let's just follow where Jesus is leading us. And so today, following that passage, now beginning in chapter 3, verse 10, this is the good news that God has for us today. The Word of God, verses 10 and 11. Now I appeal to you, sisters and brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid the foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on the foundation. No one can lay any foundation other than the one that has already been laid. The foundation is Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your word today. And thank you for reminding us that you care so much about us and want us, in return, to build carefully on what you have given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. I love measuring things. Sometimes, you know, when you measure things, it's kind of depressing. I know that when I wanted to lose a lot of weight some years ago, not that I haven't stopped wanting to do that, I used to think that my scale was my number one enemy because it just kept telling me what I weighed and I didn't like it. And so I just had to decide that the scale was my friend because when it told me, I was able to correlate how I was eating, how my exercise was, with my weight. My weight was the indicator, just like the height of the children. You know, their height isn't really all that important today, what it was, 60 inches, 59 inches, 40, what was Lucas, 40, 41? 41 inches. It doesn't matter, but you know what? In a couple months' time, it'll be different. That's what matters. It's sort of the delta, the difference, between the point in time where you decide, you know what, I'm going to start losing weight. I'm going to start monitoring how many books I read a month. I'm going to start watching how many baskets fulls of groceries I bring for our food cupboard. I'm just going to start paying attention to that so that over time, and it doesn't matter where we start, or you might say, you know what, this year I want to start giving more money to Cold Spring Church. I just want to increase my contribution. You know what starts that conversation is, although that's a great idea, by the way, but what starts that conversation isn't really how much you give. If your goal is to increase your giving, you need to know where you're starting. And so you pick a point in time. Well, I wonder what I gave last year. I wonder what my weight was last year. I wonder how tall I was last year. I wonder how many books I read each month last year. And then when you start intentionally improving these different things, the indicator, the measurement, tells you whether you're in the right direction or the wrong direction, encourages to move forward or celebration for those times that we meet our goal. The Church of Jesus Christ, it says, was built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. That's why it's the Church of Jesus Christ. It's not the Church of Presbyterians. It's not the Church of Methodists. It's not the Church of Roman Catholics. It's the Church of Jesus Christ, and we are invited to build upon the foundation. For a ruling elder, it's curious, I think. Some years ago, maybe some of you remember, the ruling elders used to just be called elders. You were either a minister of word and sacrament, the pastor of a church. That would have been how I was ordained back in the 80s. Minister of word and sacrament. And the elders, if you served on the session, you were simply an elder. But some time ago, they decided to kind of change the language just a little bit because they wanted to focus on some different things. And so a teaching elder, or a minister of word and sacrament, again, which is the traditional pastor in a Presbyterian church, became a teaching elder because our church at large wanted to focus on that one of the primary things that a pastor does in a congregation is recognizing that a congregation is a learning community and that the pastor or teaching elder is the one who's responsible to make sure that everyone is learning and to bring circumstances and conversations and settings and venues, opportunities together with the session so that these learning opportunities occur. So I'm a teaching elder. The elders became ruling elders. Now I know what you're thinking. Ruling elder, right? That means, like, whatever Bob Oliveri says goes. Is that right, Bob? I knew that. No, it doesn't mean that, ruling elder. But, like, you can see where you might think that, right? It's a rule. Oh, a ruling elder. That means the one who rules. But you know where that word ruling comes from is from this. From a ruler. Oops. It comes from a ruler. And it's the ruler, and thank you, Chuck McPherson, for learning your tape measure today. It comes from a ruler. You see, a ruling elder is charged by this congregation. You just ordained or installed a couple new ones. So now we have a team of nine. And Rob Reel, who just finished 4 years of continuous service, is going to stay on as our clerk of session. So we're going to have 10 people in the room that each month as we gather are supposed to be together, our ruling elders. And here's what they do. They measure things. That's what ruling elders do. Now, they're not going to measure for a suit. They're not going to measure somebody for height. And thankfully, they're not going to measure my weight. But what they are going to do is to try to measure, I wonder how this congregation of faith is doing. What are they learning? What are they paying attention to? What are the sorts of things that inspire them? And what are those things that really annoy some of them? We should pay attention to that. And so when the ruling elder, and again, there's no rule that goes with this, okay? This is just an illustration. But imagine if every single one of our ruling elders had sort of a measuring stick, and they're not there to judge. They're not there to say, you're too tall, you're too short, you're too old, you're too young. You haven't been in the church long enough. Oh, you've been in here so long, we're going to name a wing after you. No, they're not doing it that way. They're not doing it for judgment. They're doing that, again, to tell about the delta, the difference between where we started and where we are now. So that difference can help us determine the course up ahead so that whatever distance, whatever growth, remember last week, who gives the increase? God gives the increase. We plant the seeds. We water and tend the fields. But God gives the increase. And so for us to measure what God is doing, we need to take from time to time, take out our ruler, a spiritual ruler, a mental ruler, an emotional ruler, and to start paying attention to how things are so that that might inspire us to make course corrections as we need to or to stay the course when we're going through a little dip. Should we keep pressing on with this? You bet we should, and here's why. Because if we don't measure as we go, we may forget what it is we're connected to. The Apostle Paul said in this passage in a different translation, in this one, in the New Revised, it says Master Builder. In the Message, it says the Architect. We all know what an architect is. We have architects in the church, yes? Who's an architect?
My grandson
used to
be one.
Yeah, that's right. Your grandson used to be one. I'm sure there's others, builders of all kinds. Well, when Norma Sasso, whose family, Norma's a builder, I asked her if she'd loan me a couple blueprints. Look at this. There's something very common. It's not copyrighted, is it, Norma? I see people pulling their camera out. Special top secret drawings, space shuttle or something. Yet you'll notice something on a blueprint that's very common, no matter which page. She said there's elevations on the third page. Yeah, here are some elevations. There we go. This way. Same elevation. There's something on every single one of these pages for the, an architect would use this, right? A builder would use this. There's something very common, even though every page has something drawn differently. One's an elevation, one's the first floor, one's the second floor, one's the third floor. You'll notice lots of little numbers. You see, architects and master builders pay attention to the numbers. They pay attention to the numbers because when they build this and they're measuring to see how well things are going, they need to be able to compare this height, spec'd by the architect, the master builder, to what's actually out there on the lot. And they need to be able to check it often. And so prints like this are very special to people who build homes or people that build businesses and even people that build churches. Because the master architect, Jesus Christ, has invited us to pay attention as we measure our mission. One of the ways that we can do this as a congregation is to sort of take our pulse periodically. Because a thriving congregation measures every so often how they're experiencing the congregation. If you turn, please, just for a minute, there's an insert in your bulletin this morning, probably right behind the one for ordination and installation that we have, and it's titled Measuring the Mission. Measuring the Mission. And at the end of your pews, you'll find some pencils. I think there's some extra pencils at the end of the pews. If you don't have a pen or a pencil. Everybody, we're going to take 5 minutes. Do you have a pencil? Nicely sharpened, too. Don't hurt yourself. Well, okay, I'll tell you in 1 minute. Sort of like the teacher. Pick up the pencil, sorry, but don't do anything with that pencil yet. Here's what we're going to do. In order for us to sort of tell what kind of progress and what direction we're feeling, I'll review these questions. The first question is, think about last year this time. Now, if you're a guest, this is your first time here, you can ignore this question if you like. But if you're thinking, I've been around for a while, think about like any time last summer, last spring, sort of a year ago from now, just in general. Think about last year this time. And think about what kind of energy and engagement, involvement you had at Cold Spring Church then. You know, 10 would be high, maximum engagement, everything's going great. I feel great about the community of faith. I wake up every day and sing the Cold Spring theme song. Do we have one? Maybe we should work on that. I'll have to put that on Jane's list of things to do. Need a cheer or something. But think about last year this time and just evaluate. Zero was, you know what, I'm really dejected. I'm depressed. I don't like where the church is going. I keep bumping my head, you know, on the step. I keep tripping down the aisle. You know, whatever. Just things are not feeling right about where you think God is leading us. So just take a moment and just circle the number that you think describes this time last year, how you felt. And then the second question, and everyone can participate in this, whether this is your first Sunday, 6 months ago, or no matter how long you've been here, think about right now. Think about right now and describe and pick a number, my energy and engagement. How involved I feel, how hopeful I feel, these kinds of things. My energy engagement at Cold Spring Church is now, pick a number. And there's no right answer, no wrong answer. It's just, and no names on this is needed, are needed. And the idea for these two questions is that when our session meets next month, that we're just going to review these. And from time to time, we'll do something similar, maybe a little different kind of question. And we'll just sort of evaluate, like measuring our height on the doorstep or on the door in our home when our children grow. Or when we measure our weight in order to see how healthy we are. Or when we see how much energy is going on in a church. Now, the third question is good. Everybody could answer this one. And again, no right answer, no wrong answer. We're not looking for a certain thing. This is just sort of the first time we're taking a pulse on this. Actually, answer the question, would you recommend Cold Spring Church to your friend and neighbor? This is someone that you have trust with, right? This is someone that you have a relationship with, someone that you don't want to mess up. Would you recommend to that person Cold Spring Church as a place to invest their time, gifts, and energy? Every now and again, we'll just take another pulse. And if our ushers, where are our ushers? Are they around? Chuck? I'd like everybody to pass these things to the center, maybe, or to the outer edge. What do you think? In the center aisle? So that we can collect these. And I really appreciate your taking time today to complete these. Again, no right answer, no wrong. So everybody gets their name on the board for participating. Thank you for that. So our session can get an idea of how we're doing. This is what I think our denomination was getting at when they renamed the office of elder to ruling elder. That our ruling elder needs to know what the pulse of the congregation is. Everybody turn in their offering of that form. That's awesome. Thank you for that. You know, our realtors tell us that 70% of the time, the person that if you're interested in selling a home or getting an agent or making a real estate transaction, 70% of the people pick up the phone and dial the last person that they thought about. So if you were to say, who has the best church in Cold Spring? Where's that church that God is really blessing in all of Cape May? Where would that be? You know, everybody has their own answer because, first of all, you really can't measure that kind of a thing. But it's, you know what the answer is? The answer is the church I call if I need something. It's the church I call if I have a special need. It's the church I call if I have a concern in the family. It's the church I call when I want to grow in my spiritual life. That's the best church for me. And realtors found that the person that they pick is the person they pick. It's the last person they thought about. So I wonder, what has to happen here in Cold Spring where our neighbors say, you know what, I would like, you know, my spiritual life, I could really improve that. I would like to improve that this year. I wonder where I would go. We want them to think about Cold Spring Church. And you are those ears and hands, those kindnesses, those expressions of concern, those authentic relationships. Because you know what? Anybody can put up a sign on the street and say, come to our church. Anybody can take an ad out in the paper. Come to our church. It's great. But you know what's lacking in our community? Trust. People just don't know who to trust. And if you all have trusted Cold Spring Church and where God has brought you to today, maybe you could convey some of that trust to others so that others, when they want to connect to a spiritual community and to do something different in the community at large, to really use their gifts, that God has called them into a relationship with Jesus Christ. I want my world to be different because I believe in Jesus Christ, that they'll think of Cold Spring Presbyterian Church. I know that's why you're here today. And I know that's why Paul says, I am the master builder. I am the chief architect. But you know what? There's no other foundation that I want to build on than Jesus Christ. And that's why our building today will not only stand the test of time, it will be the one that stands out in time as a community of hope and a community of faith. Please join with me in prayer. Dear God, thank you that you have blessed us as a congregation and that you have inspired us to do great things in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask that today you would remind us that where we are in our mission matters, and that as we from time to time measure where we're sensing that energy, that you would give us courage to continue to improve and to grow, to learn through all these experiences as you give us grace and wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.